And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitt full. Shooting sauce on
the welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you had a great 4th of July if you're just tuning in. Hoping you're still working on the end of a vacation. It's back to work on Monday the 10th, but here we are.
Depressing.
Right, yeah, don't want to depress anybody. But you got the weekend to fire up the grill two or three more times before you got to call or quits and get back to work next week.
And I just want to say I'm very proud of you. You're following the show plan.
That's really good. There's not much there, but we're making it happen, man. We're making it happen.
So, no, I didn't write every word up for you. That's true.
Yeah.
What markers do I use to rate gas grills?
I don't know. What do you use? I'm asking.
A pink or a yellow marker.
Yeah, right. That's a highlighter, right? But what markers do you use? I don't understand that question.
Well, we were talking about the tech, and one of the keys, what I would call a marker, call it what you want, is the body. That's 300 grade stainless. That's surgical, commercial food grade rated stainless.
There aren't a lot of grills out there that have that.
No.
You're gonna pay a longer dollar for
it. No, that stuff you see in the big box store from China, it's not pure stainless.
Right.
And take a magnet with you.
Right.
If it sticks, it ain't stainless.
Right. Yep. So let's talk about smokers, because we get a lot of questions about those too. That was the other guy that called from the event. The question that he asked was, I want to get a smoker. We didn't have a smoker there, but we had brisket that I'd pulled off the smoker, right? And so he's like, I want to get a smoker. What should I get? So there's electric, and then there's what I would call fossil fuel fired, whether it's coal or wood or whatever you like. Coal is wood, but charcoal briquettes, I guess, and all of that. But if you're on a limited budget, electric might be a way for you to go. If you've got a smaller size would be on the budget that would affect that, maybe more than the fuel. But easier to use would be electric, because you can dial up a temperature. And if you were listening to the last segment, Bob was indicating that temperature and time are what make great cooks. And not the cook himself, but the item is cooked well when it's done for the right amount of temperature and the right amount of time. So controlling that in a smoker, I think, is one of the biggest challenges. If you have just, like, I have a big green egg. It's called a Kamado grill. It's really a smoker is what I use it for most. And
that's the cool thing about Kamados is they're versatile to a certain extent. In terms of, you can use it as a grill, or you can put the offset plate in it and smoke with it. So, and they're very conservative with fuel.
Right. Yep.
So that's actually a great thing to bring up right now, because we're talking about smokers, and technically you could call that a smoker.
Right.
I call it a Kamado, but it's a smoker and a grill. So they are called Kamados. I mean, back in the 60s, some Air Force guys from Okinawa brought back the original clay Kamados, and they got really popular. You know, we used to ship stuff all over the place on those empty cargo jets coming back to the States. Tie stick, you name it. They brought all kinds of stuff back. And some of the guys would bootleg in those clay Kamado pods.
Yep.
And guess what? They worked great. They were just clay.
Yeah.
Well, the stuff that Primo makes in Georgia is ceramic clay.
Yeah,
even the Chinese stuff coming in, like the Kamado Joe and all that stuff, that's all ceramic clay. That's a much better, like the ceramic
it's
glass.
Just more durable.
Like the ceramic glass
right.
gives you, well, I might be less durable. What it is it's a better insulator. It's got better conductivity. Ceramic clay, you saw how many of yours cracked.
Right. The guts,
yeah.
That heats and cools and heats and cools and expands and contracts, and then finally it pops.
Yeah. Yep. So it's really the fact that it holds the temperature. That's
right.
What it's good for.
Right. Even temperature. And smokers are a very simple concept if you're using fossil fuels, not electric, but let's go with a fuel that uses lump charcoal, or you can use briquettes if you have to, and it's air in, air out.
Why not electric?
What? because it doesn't matter what you're doing with the air as much. Where I was going with the comment was you got air coming in under the fuel and air going out above the fuel, and that draw of air through the fuel is what creates your heat and your smoke. So you want to regulate the amount in and the amount out, and that regulates your temperature and it regulates your smoke. On an electric, you're using a rheostat to create an amount
right.
of heat underneath it.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
what I'm saying is the airflow doesn't matter as much.
I can buy some of that, but there's also, you're just getting your heat from a different source. You're not consuming as much for the combustion process, but you're just getting your heat from a different source. You still have that same airflow issue to deal with, though. You're going to have on the top of a locker box smoker or whatever you've got, you're going to have a shutter that you've got to monitor and regulate. So you're kind of, I would kind of half agree with you, I guess. But the other half says, well, you're not going to get away from the volatility of just convective heat and radiant heat going through a protein. You've got to monitor your air coming in at the bottom. What you're not fighting is bringing in enough air for combustion, that 94% that you need for combustion. So I get what you're saying. I just didn't want to mislead anybody and think that they're off the hook just because it's electric. You still have airflow problems with electric. And honestly...
Well, the smoke's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
And honestly, sounds weird, but I love those little electric smokers because if you're going to get into smoking, why not make it easy? I would rather you had one of those than that same version with the propane tank.
I'm sorry, I thought
you know those locker smokers, those Smoky Hollows. There's another big one that's on the market. It just looks like a little gun safe, and it's got a heater on the bottom. You throw it's like a little stand up smoker.
Right,
they're junk mostly.
So they're propane rather than electric.
Masterbuilt's a big one.
Yeah,
some are now insulated better than others. Now they make pellet smokers like that.
Right,
but. You take that little version of the Smoky Hollow, which is a big brand, China. You put the electric element in there, and you put some wood on that chip tray, and you can actually dial in your exact temperature.
Right.
And keep chips on it. And so at least you're regulating your temperature nicely. I mean, I think fairly nicely. But the propane ones... You're also getting all the byproducts of combustion from combusting gas.
Right.
So I don't know that, a gas grill or a gas smoker, I mean, you never taste it, but I'll tell you what, the byproducts from LP are not great.
Right.
They will corrode things, so
right.
probably not the best thing for you. So
right.
So I would choose the electric over the gas version of that. I know we're down a bunny trail, but I think people need to experience some of these things because just like that let's say Smoky Hollow, you can buy one for $150, $200. It's just a little stand-up locker box. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to take it to deer camp all the time, get the propane one. But I'm going to tell you, it's harder to regulate the propane smoker than it is that little electric one.
Right.
And I have cooked
Because you still got fire, where electric, you can dial a temperature. You really can't dial a temperature with a fire. You got more fire or less fire, but... You don't have exact control where that electric one. It does have a thermostat on it.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of like right up your alley. It's right. kind of like a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. So let me finish up this segment with the last question that I got was, well, what kind of wood do you smoke with? Boy, that flavor on that was great. Well, my answer quickly was hickory because it came from your woods, right? You dropped a hickory tree 2 or 3 years ago. And we cut up the branches that were about as big as a softball and cut them up in little discs, right? And I took a whole big tote of those.
You're still using those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably still got 40, 50 pieces of it in there, but there were a couple hundred in there when I got it.
Well, then just tell them, just free wood.
Yeah, right. Yeah, free wood. but each of your flavor woods give you a little bit different profile. Fruit woods are always good. They seem to be lighter. They're good for pork.
And I would tell you, I see your list there. I would tell you, do you have a favorite on there?
I do. I like apple. Apple does give a nice mild smoke. Good for pork, poultry,
pecan.
Beef, seafood.
Pecan would be mine.
Yeah, but we can't get it, though. I mean, you got to buy it, right? It doesn't grow here.
No.
Where the apple, you can get it, but don't get it from an orchard where they did a lot of chemical treating because you're going to eat the chemicals.
You know what's big in the Caribbean?
What's that?
Pimento.
Pimento. Yeah, do they? Is that a tree? Obviously, I don't grow any of those.
It's kind of a bush, and it's not the thing that's stuffed in olives, but it's called a pimento tree.
Okay,
pimento bush and tree.
Yeah,
that's their their wood, like in Jamaica.
Yeah,
that's a very distinct flavor, kind of like mesquite is.
Yeah, well, stay away from the mesquite. That's really strong. All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, get out there, fire up a grill, and enjoy the rest of this holiday season. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.